Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 29th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. With an impending government shutdown predicted, the CFTC sent out a notice that CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham would participate in a fireside chat with FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan at next week's FIA Expo. That can only mean my prediction of a pre-recorded chairman's participation in Expo was true. And it has been confirmed by a CFTC source that Benham and Lucan pre-recorded the fireside speech yesterday. Somehow, the Be Prepared motto of scouting works for regulators and industry organizations too. Reuters is reporting that the National Park Service will close, the Securities and Exchange Commission will suspend most of its regulatory activities, and hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed beginning at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday if Congress does not pass a spending package that can be signed into law by President Joe Biden before then. Also, FIA is currently seeking an executive assistant to support both Lucan and Jacqueline Mesa, COO at FIA Inc. The role involves efficiently managing day-to-day schedules and operations within the executive office, as well as contributing to the advancement of FIA's strategic goals in its Washington, D.C. location. FIA is looking for candidates who possess excellent organizational skills, a strong desire to learn, and a positive attitude with a sense of humor that aligns with its team. An added bonus is the opportunity to immerse yourself in the dynamic world of derivatives markets and gain insights into their critical role in the global economy. FIA hopes this opportunity piques your interest. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California has died at the age of 90, the New York Times reported. She was the oldest member of the Senate and had been in declining health for months. She served in the Senate for 30 years and was the longest tenured female senator in history and the senior Democratic member of the Senate. Gary Gensler is the Tonya Harding of the capital markets, according to Representative Andy Barr, a Republican from Kentucky, The Hill reported. Barr said at the House Financial Services Committee, quote, "With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, if the U.S. capital markets are a gold medalist, you are the Tonya Harding of securities regulation because you are kneecapping the U.S. capital markets with an avalanche of red tape coming out of your commission," unquote. I wonder if Mr. Gensler was a skater, would he enter the pairs competition with his twin? Today, JLN has the first episode, number 22 of Options Discovery, that features Asma Awas conducting the introductory section as well as the interview with the subject matter expert. The subject matter expert is none other than former JLN staffer Doug Ashburn, a 20-year veteran of the CME FX options trading pits, who talks about the collar trading strategy. There is the regular episode, number 22, and then there is the full-length interview with Doug as well. There is a day for everything. I blame it on the greeting card industry. But today is National Coffee Day, September 29th, and the Wall Street Journal has a story about it and all the deals you might be able to enjoy with your morning or afternoon cup of Java. How bad is the immigration problem in Panama or Colombia? Official data reveals that the volume of individuals traversing the treacherous Darien Gap connecting Panama and Colombia has reached an all-time high of 400,000 within the year leading up to September, Reuters reports. This surge in migrations towards the United States persists despite attempts to regulate and reduce the influx. A statement from Panama's security ministry disclosed that over half of these migrants consisted of children and infants. Notably, September witnessed a one-fifth surge in the number of crossings compared to the preceding month. The year-to-date tally of 402,300 migrants is nearly twice the total number for the entire year of 2022. Evan Gerchkovich, a journalist for the Wall Street Journal, was taken into custody in Russia 6 months ago on March 29th during his reporting assignment and has been charged with espionage. His detention marks a concerning milestone as he becomes the first American journalist to face such charges in Russia since the Cold War era. We continue to call for his immediate release. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were traders wary of volatility as JP Morgan's funds big options trade looms from Reuters. Second was JP Morgan's options whale worries resurface as stocks extend drop from Bloomberg. And finally, Cboe and S&P Dow Jones unveil innovative Cboe S&P 500 dispersion index from John Lothian News. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video I shot. The title, Brian Harkins, co-founder of Rides Far, announces Chicago Ride in JLN video on fundraising for autism research. In a recent video interview with John Lothian News, Brian Harkins, co-founder of Wall Street Rides Far, discussed the journey and impact of the fundraising event for the Autism Science Foundation, ASF. During the interview, Harkins announced that the Rides Far event would expand to Chicago next year and that the organization has been renamed Rides Far to represent its multi-city nature. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's episode 22. Options Discovery, episode 22. Intro to the Collar Strategy. Doug Ashburn, executive editor at Britannica Money, discusses these topics and more with JLN's Asma Awas. In this episode of Options Discovery, Asma Awas introduces the collar strategy. This includes a breakdown of a covered call and a protective put, which make up the strategy. Asma also sits down with Doug Ashburn, the executive editor at Britannica Money, to dive deeper into this strategy. To learn more about an options collar, check out Doug Ashburn's article with the link in today's newsletter. You can also watch the video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a special sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. Navigating uncertainty, JPX launches new derivatives amid global challenges. In a year shadowed by the Ukraine conflict, soaring inflation, environmental and geopolitical crises, Japan Exchange Group, JPX, is fortifying its offerings with new derivatives products. This strategic move coincides with the 35th anniversary of equity index futures trading in Japan, spotlighting the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices as enduring financial tools. This milestone anniversary underscores the resilience of JPX's flagship products, which continue to offer investors risk hedging opportunities amid geopolitical and economic volatility. Nikkei 225 micro futures, inflation hedge. While the Nikkei 225 soars to new decade highs, JPX's newly launched Nikkei 225 Micro Futures cater to individual investors, offering a cost-effective way to navigate inflation and market volatility. The micronized contracts provide an accessible and affordable hedge against global economic unpredictability. Nikkei 225 Mini Options, Geopolitical Risk Management. With geopolitical tensions in mind, JPX has introduced Nikkei 225 Mini Options. These instruments open risk management strategies to a broader audience, offering adaptability in a swiftly changing global landscape. 3-month TONA futures, addressing rate uncertainty. JPX's 3-month TONA futures assist institutions in managing liquidity during an unstable interest rate environment. As TONA emerges as a key rate benchmark, these futures serve as a strategic tool for financial adaptability. The offering completes the already robust JGB futures and vibrant JSCC IRS markets. Cross-margin efficiencies across the whole fixed income playbook are available through the JSCC clearinghouse, future-proofing, and ESG. JPX is also preparing to implement Value at Risk, VAR, clearing in November 2023, offering a best-in-class margining methodology to further unleash portfolio efficiencies for market participants. To deliver our part to global ESG concerns, JPX has launched a carbon credit market under the TSE brand. This offering will complement the already actively trading TOCOM power market in the future. These anticipatory measures ensure JPX stays aligned with global sustainability initiatives. These product launches, along with the upcoming VAR clearing system, cement JPX's role as a resilient, forward-thinking player in the global financial landscape and to further stride to remain your exchange of choice. The author, Matthias Reitig, Senior Officer of OSE at the Osaka Exchange, Tokyo Commodity Exchange Derivatives Business Development. Email him at ose-dmg@jpx.co.jp. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, BOE's Green Sees Risk of 1970s-Style Crisis from Climate Change. Bank of England rate setter Megan Green said the economic impact of climate change could be on the scale of the 1970s oil shock, requiring central bankers to make difficult choices. Green, who joined the BOE's 9-member Monetary Policy Committee in July, chose to reference a paper from renowned French economist Jean Pisani-Ferry, who said that decarbonization efforts needed to minimize climate change could be, quote, regarded as an adverse supply shock, very much like the oil shocks of the 1970s, unquote. My comment, I love a good supply shock. The long lines, the anger, the political strife. Why stop all that fun from happening by trying to address climate change? And then here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. The headline, U of C holding contest for students to help solve Chicago's pension crisis. A new competition will allow students to address the city's $35 billion pension problem. The Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago is allowing students to submit solutions to address the issue with its Harris Policy Innovation Challenge. The competition, which will be led by Justin Marlowe, a research professor at the Harris School and faculty director of Harris Center for Municipal Finance, will include seminars featuring faculty, city officials, investment experts, and union leaders during the autumn, winter, and spring quarters. My comment, if they win, do they get free tuition? Here's a story from ABC News. Could a government shutdown affect Fat Bear Week? Call it potentially unbearable, at least for wildlife fans. The looming government shutdown would affect Fat Bear Week, the annual celebration of wild bears who put on weight to prepare for hibernation. From October 4th through October 10th, the bears of Alaska's Katmai National Park face off March Madness style on the Fat Bear Week website, where people can vote to crown the best and chunkiest bear. My comment. Fat Bear Week is why I don't go to Alaska in October, and I don't want to be mistaken for a bear. I must admit, I do a very good Yogi Bear impersonation of, "Hey, boo-boo, I think I see a picnic basket." And then here's a sponsored content message from our friends at The Full FX. The Full FX at FIA Expo on Wednesday, October 3rd, takes place at the Sheridan Grand Riverwalk in Chicago on the sidelines of FIA Expo. We have a full day of discussion lined up, including fireside chats, panels, one-on-one interviews, and, to close things out, the chat show for FX's sake. Join us for a full day of lively debate with speakers from leading buy and sell side institutions, as well as innovative technology providers. We will be talking FX liquidity and execution, the evolution of FX swaps, how the post-trade evolution is looping back to the front office, and how close or not we are to the genuine institutionalization of crypto markets. With sustained volatility making a return to FX markets and regulation changing the way we have to think about our business, there is no better way to keep up with the latest trends than coming to the Full FX at FIA Expo to meet your peers, your clients, and hear from industry leaders as we drive thought leadership to help the FX industry evolve and succeed. View the agenda and sign up with the link in today's newsletter. Please note that registration for the Full FX does not grant admission to FIA Expo. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was our lead story, Greg Abbott trying to lure CME out of Chicago, from Crane Chicago Business. Second was Bloomberg's trading firms make contrarian bets on downtown Chicago offices, our second story in leads. Third was Acuity's Asset Management Insight Report, third quarter 2023. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, "The Threat of an American Debt Crisis," the mini-documentary America's Looming Debt Spiral shows how the path back to fiscal prudence is getting harder and that time may be running out. The cost of servicing U.S. debt has surged in recent years. The perpetual threat of a government shutdown or even default comes thanks to political dysfunction that seemingly put solutions out of reach. At some point, the failure to tackle Americans' large and growing budget deficit is going to hit the wallets of ordinary Americans, and hard. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, "Quirk of bond futures threatens to accelerate surge in U.S. yields." A rare, relatively unknown technicality in the Treasury futures market stands to unleash fresh momentum in the sell-off of U.S. government bonds. The fine print of futures contracts is coming into focus as Treasury yields surge, threatening to hit a market where investors have amassed a record sum of contracts. Barclays PLC strategists are already warning of what could potentially become the biggest futures market disruption since 2015. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, "Top financial regulator seeks global clampdown on hedge fund borrowing. FSB's Klaus Knot warns of risk to stability of debt buildup outside mainstream banking system." The world's financial stability watchdog is launching a probe of the buildup of debt outside traditional banks as it seeks to limit hedge funds borrowing and boost transparency. Klaus Knot, chair of the Financial Stability Board, told the Financial Times the review was intended to address rising risks from so-called non-banks, which include hedge funds and private capital. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.